I don't know about you, but when I travel, I want to see and hear the music the locals listen to, not the tourists. I've never been to Lisbon, Portugal, the motherlode of the Portuguese musical style known as fado. But when I do go, I'm going to catch some fado in the most out-of-the-way, non-touristy cafe I can find, the real raw rootsy stuff. Fortunately, Amanda Kersey has already been doing the research.
If you go to Lisbon, you go listen to Portuguese fado, the city's music about fate. But where you go makes a difference.
Ao fim de tantos anos de ser tua, amaste outra e casaste, foste ingrato.
Fado is so important to Portugal that UNESCO considers it part of the intangible cultural heritage of humanity. But in its 19th century beginning, it was freak folk on the fringe. The singers were sailors, bohemians, and prostitutes. Their venues, bars, alleys, and brothels, where they told neighborhood stories of love and loss.
Who stabbed who? And who went to bed with whom? And who were the hooker in the place? And who were the bad guy? And who is... And they wrote songs about this.
That's Joana Mortágua, a fado enthusiast I met at one of Lisbon's famous clubs, Senhor Vinho. It's a white tablecloth restaurant in the upper part of town. A foreigner favorite, it shows how much the scene has cleaned up over the last century. This Friday night, among the tourists and some locals, Joana is here to see her friend, Duarte.
Senhora do céu, das torres, infernos.
Duarte belongs to Portugal's new generation of talent. His melodies are traditional, but his lyrics are often about the sad stuff of today. Unanswered messages, urban loneliness. Between sets at Senhor Vinho, he tells me that to his ears, a lot of fado has become too poppy and commercial.
We lost the dark side. We lost the other side of this kind of music that we have since the beginning.
Still, he benefits from our modern YouTube music industry. Streaming and touring have carried his voice far.
Escorpião relaciona. Sou de matar e morrer.
It's nice when you go to world music festivals all over the world and you give your father.
But there are minuses to having the mainstream like you, Duarte says. Singing yourself nearly to tears in front of people who can't understand what you're saying can get awkward. Plus, sometimes it seems all they care about is their photos.
It's like vampires that go with the machines and go with iPhones and go with the iPads and take your blood and take your soul.
So when the show's over at Senhor Vinho, he and Joana are going elsewhere for fado, a new underground venue for serious fans. They ask if I want to go, obviously. It's 1 a.m. by the time we pull up to a blue-tiled house in the historic quarter. There's no sign, no line, and no music coming out from behind the heavy green door. Inside, though, it's a party.
It's a kind of going out fado disco place. So it's a completely different thing. There's nothing like this in Lisbon.
We squeeze in at a long wooden table topped with tea lights. Classic fado albums hang all around the room. Joana tells me her grandfather introduced her to fado on vinyl when she was a kid. People are chatting and smoking and signing the walls, ordering drinks at the bar. Then Pedro de Castro, the popular guitar player who owns the space, shouts for Duarte to sing a few fados. Everybody quiets down. Duarte tells me he lets go here, like he can't for dinner crowds. It's fado made fun, Joana says, and a way for locals who feel the songs in their blood to experience it like back in the old days.
It was a way of communicating. It was a way of living together, and that's why I like it, because it's not artificial. It's part of the neighborhood.
Os meus sonhos. Next time you're out in Portugal's capital, see what you can hear after hours. Just play it cool, put your camera away, and feel the music. For The World, Amanda Kersey, Lisbon.